How the Obama administration responds to policy challenges in Pakistan may depend in part on who fills the top foreign policy posts. The World's Jeb Sharp looks at the possibilities for Secretary of State.
The broad strokes of Barack Obama's approach to foreign affairs are pretty well known by now, including his emphasis on renewed engagement and negotiation. Obama foreign policy adviser Susan Rice said earlier this year that Obama will choose a Secretary of State who believes in active U.S. leadership in the world.
Leadership that serves our interests directly, but that recognizes that American interests are best served when we are working cooperatively and collaboratively with other countries, and recognize that we share common security challenges, and that we are safer when we invest in our common humanity.
Among foreign policy experts, there's an expectation that the Obama administration will take a more global approach to problems. That makes sense, according to nuclear nonproliferation expert Joe Cirincione.
The most urgent threats we face are not from an individual state. They're transnational threats. It's global warming, the energy crisis, nuclear weapons, terrorism, global poverty. None of these are the traditional paradigms.
Yet even as the Obama team signals a new approach, there are no big surprises in the names being bandied about for Secretary of State. Several are former senators with broad experience on national security issues, Democrat John Kerry and Republicans Richard Lugar and Chuck Hagel. There's New Mexico Governor and former UN Ambassador Bill Richardson, and Richard Holbrooke's name comes up too, the former diplomat best known for brokering peace in Bosnia in the mid-1990s. Whomever Obama picks, the selection will be critical, according to former diplomat Edward Jurejian.
Simply put, historically, I know in foreign policy, people really do make a difference. And the personality and the competence and the character of a Secretary of State, for example, will really mark American foreign policy.
U.S. foreign policy works best when the president and secretary of state have a close working relationship, Jurejian says. The more in sync they are, the more effective U.S. diplomacy will be. He cites the example of the first president, George Bush, and his secretary of state, James Baker.
I remember when I was an ambassador to Syria at a very difficult time and dealing with the then president, Hafez al-Assad. I had a very strong president in Washington on foreign policy and a very strong secretary of state behind me. In Bush 41 and Baker, and it strengthens the diplomats in the field. It strengthens the whole foreign policy establishment when there's that symbiotic relationship between a president and a secretary in foreign policy.
But the Bush-Baker relationship may be the exception. Michael Desch is a professor of political science at the University of Notre Dame. He says the trend is for foreign policy authority to come more from the White House than the State Department. Desch says he expects that to continue under President-elect Obama.
I would look more to who he appoints as National Security Advisor, because it's highly likely that the Secretary of State position could be made on political grounds rather than a clear indication that that's the way that Obama himself is inclined to go.
Desch says secretaries of state are not always reliable indicators of the country's foreign policy. He rattles off William Rogers under Nixon, Cyrus Vance under Jimmy Carter, and Alexander Haig under Ronald Reagan as examples.
And then, of course, the appointment of Colin Powell in the first term of the Bush administration also was not really indicative of how the Bush administration proceeded.
Edward Jurejian doesn't disagree, but he still thinks the system works best when the president picks a close secretary of state and a national security advisor who works more behind the scenes to coordinate policy. Otherwise, it can be a problem, Jurejian says.
This is why I come back to personality. If the personality of the national security advisor is such an activist, a very strong person, a person who really wants to put his or her mark on the foreign policy of the United States, that can become competitive with the Secretary of State.
Two possible contenders for National Security Advisor are former Clinton administration officials Susan Rice and James Steinberg. One striking aspect of the transition is just how many Clinton administration officials are in the picture. The big question about Obama's foreign policy may be not how much it will differ from that of President Bush, but how closely it will resemble the Clinton foreign policy of the 1990s. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.